Gotta be somebody's hero, somebody's faith. I've been flying around blindly. I'm losing my strength.
Dominic James is a 23-year-old country singer and songwriter who travels the nation on his anti-bullying tour. He speaks to thousands of kids each year about the harmful effects of bullying, something James experienced firsthand in his hometown, Oakland, Maine.
I mean, I grew up like every other kid. I got to high school and my focus was sports and popularity and girls. And then when I broke my kneecap and my ribs my freshman year, everything changed. I went from playing running back on the football team to auditioning for a school musical, which really started a lot of the bullying. My popularity just immediately went down from there.
But the tormenting didn't stop once the school play was over. It went on for 4 years, plaguing James's day-to-day life.
I grew up tongue-tied, which is a speech impediment where it limits the mobility of your tongue. So I couldn't talk like everybody else. And a lot of the kids used that against me or to attack me because they knew it would get to me. And in the span of about 4 years or so, I was pushed against lockers, I was embarrassed pretty much anywhere that we had any sort of social public event. I never had dates to any dances or proms or homecoming or anything like that, really. And around the age of 15, 16 or so is when I really started to develop a depression and anxiety from going through all that.
The school musical, My Fair Lady, lit the fire that began James's career in the music industry. He continued to take part in plays throughout high school and even landed a role as Sebastian in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
Even though I was dealing with the impediment and I couldn't really play the piano or guitar too well at the time, music gave me a rush that I couldn't really find anywhere else. I noticed that the music really helped me say everything that I physically couldn't at the time. But when I was 19, I had the cord under my tongue cut and I relearned how to talk and form words. And I don't know, after that, I just had this freeing feeling that I suddenly had a whole new shot. All I wanted was to run away from my hometown and run towards something bigger than, I don't know, even I thought I could be at the time, which is really why I decided to move to Nashville and pursue the dream.
James moved from Maine to Nashville, Tennessee nearly 2 years ago. Playing the piano, the guitar, and singing became a release for James and a way to distance himself from his past, but he couldn't escape it for long.
Eventually, it was my manager that recommended that we create the anti-bullying tour, where we just go around the country and I just tell my story. He believed that the way I interact with people could really help the kids who were going through exactly what I went through. At first, I was pretty hesitant on it because I wasn't really sure how people would react to it. But then I just thought back to when I was being bullied and nobody noticed me. I was just hidden from the world. And all I wanted was somebody to just see me for me. So that became my new goal with this tour, to be the guy that saw them.
The Dominic James Somebody's Hero tour began 2 years ago, and since then, James has touched the lives of not only thousands of kids, but adults as well.
After hearing my story, the majority of the kids are in tears. They've never met someone that could relate to them on such a deep level. And there was even a time when a girl had planned her suicide for the same day that I just happened to be booked at that school. At the end of the assembly, she came up to me, and she just held on to me. She thanked me, and she turned her life around that day. I saw her a year later. She said that after hearing my story, it changed her mind about taking her own life. And that was definitely one of the most impactful moments I've had on tour.
Actor Zane Stevens from the hit TV show The Vampire Diaries approached James and pitched an idea to direct and star in a movie that was about James's story. What was once an idea became reality, and the short film was released last fall. Along with the film debut, James's single, also titled Somebody's Hero, was released on iTunes.
I'm just a small-town kid with a big-city dream. And the whole goal was, even if we can just get to one kid that's going through a really tough time, and let them know that they're not alone and everything will be okay, then that was important to me.
Through the awkward stages, isolation, and deep depression, James was able to find himself through music and make a name for himself at the same time. There's a link to more information about the tour at WAMC.org. Reporting from Western New England University for WAMC, I'm Peyton North.